This story always comes down to us this way. Mark particularly. And in Mark, it's a narrative technique. It's called the sandwich approach. He starts the story, puts another one in there, and then finishes the first story. He does it quite often. And this story here is about healing. Healing this woman, then healing this girl. He's on his way to heal Israel, and the Gentiles touch him and are healed. That's the way Origen understands this text. Just think of the power of Jesus. And this woman knew it. The translation today is exceptionally poor, I'm afraid. But that's what we got. So, if I can just touch him, I'll be okay. Where did she get that idea? From the Holy Spirit. That's where she got that idea. And so this is a very beautiful story, narrative. And it's about faith. If you really want something, interrupt Jesus. Excuse me, Jesus, but I really need help right now. He likes that. For many reasons. One, there's enough faith there to think he can do something. There's enough confidence that he's not going to say, I'm in the middle of something else. He wouldn't ever do that. And so it's a very powerful story. We read, through my fault, we read Wednesday's letter to the Hebrews. So now we're going to listen to Tuesday's. I won't do the whole thing because, well, time. I'm not doing badly, though. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. See, he's finished now. He's in chapter 12 and he's talking to this, well, he's talking to the whole church. But his immediate focus is this persecuted Jewish Christian community, probably in Alexandria. And this great scripture genius, and it's the most elevated Greek in the New Testament, it's his letter to the Hebrews. See? Now he says, okay, now watch Jesus. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame. What was the joy before him? Us. That was the joy. He saw us already in his mind. He knew us all. He knows us all. And to have us with him for eternity, that's the joy. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. It's the most shameful death. It's like electric chair, you know? It's the most degrading. And now he's taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Now consider how he endured such opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. You know, it's tough every day, especially, you know, if you're active. Like praying outside the clinic, and you know, you can get harassed. I used to preach on the streets, and it's not always, not everybody was thrilled, you know. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood like Agatha did. And so, it's a very strong exhortation. But what they're really saying is, you see, be like Jesus. You see? Keep your eyes on the prize. Offer your life to Jesus. Offer your life to the Father. Pray. Have mercy on this world. There's so much that needs healing in this world. And if we're, you know, it says in Isaiah, remember in a certain place, things are going to get so bad that seven women will get a hold of one man and say, marry us, we want children, take care of us. It'll get that bad. Well, is it that bad now? How many people know Jesus? And he's the one who's the goal of their whole existence for eternity. And look at the atheism. Look at the darkness. Look at the corruption. You see? And so the Lord wants us to pray and to preach. You can start easy. Start with your cousin or somebody, you know, then finally see how far you can get out to the grocery store or someplace. It's amazing. And the grace of the Lord is being poured out to help people right now. And so, he says, you see, we have such a cloud of witnesses, all the Old Testament saints. And there they are. In the Melkite Rite, no, even in the Latin Rite in Jerusalem, we celebrate the feast of St. Jeremiah, St. Ezekiel, St. Abraham. Would be nice if we had those, wouldn't it? Remember where we come from. And what you see, for the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame. And we're the joy.